to have some runs on the board. They're gonna put runs on the board. That's a good program. I have a lot of respect for the coach and the girls over there. But I think they respect us as well. So I think I'm looking for a good game today.
Katie Falk or McKenna Nold today, and then yesterday, why McKenna Nold in relief in the fifth inning?
I think because we can. Yeah. You know, I mean, and I've said that. I think I said in the newspapers, like, you know, we have that ability to do that. Not many schools do, and you know, Katie gave us four good innings, and now you bring a different angle, you bring a different speed, you bring some different pitches that McKenna brings to it, and it's a fresh pitcher, and that's kind of where Legacy ran into trouble. They had to ride Tori Olson the whole game, and we got on her, and we started timing her, and so it's just an advantage that we have, and we feel very comfortable with our two that we can put on the mound.
All right, Coach, one thing's with this. Like we said, this is the fifth time against Dickinson this year. They're 4-0 against your side. Is there any message to your team about, you know, we can compete with Dickinson, we can beat this team, and we can move on to the championship game for the West Region Tournament?
Well, I think our girls believe it. I mean, the last week and a half that we've had, you know, you swept the top team in the East, and you came from behind and beat the number four team yesterday. So, you know, we have that mentality. We're going to respect them, but yeah, we're riding a pretty good ship right now, and the girls believe, and that's all that matters is the 14 girls and the three coaches that we have. That's the only people that have to believe, and then we'll see what happens today.
All right, Coach Solis, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks to head coach Mike Solis for joining us on the pregame show. Thanks to Amy Joseph for trying to help us out here with an umbrella up top. We'll see, we'll make it through this one. But, of course, for Coach Solis talking about his side, has figured some things out on the offensive end and just across the board, because it's been a swing of things for Jamestown and just trying to figure out how this group really works together. As we take a look at your batting order for the Blue Jays, rain seems to be slowing down, which is always a good sign. Take a look at the lineup for Jamestown. Lead off, Alyssa Ganji, the center fielder and senior for the Blue Jays. Riley Joseph hits second. Jenna Fisher and Katie Falk go back-to-back at 3-4. Ella Falk hitting fifth. McKenna Nold, 6th. Tori Mack, 7th. Katie Trumbauer hits 8th. And then Jada Walter is in the 9 spot for Jamestown today. Defensively for Dickinson, this is how they line up in the outfield. Hope Fath is in left field. Reese Houck in center and Jenna Decker out in right. Bailey Berg plays third. At short is Callie Kubis. Second base for Dickinson is Eckelberg. She'll be the designated player today for the Midgets. Ava Yonner is at first. Taya Hopfoff is the catcher for Dickinson. And the starting pitcher, Matea Mortensen, just a sophomore in Mortensen, but she's had one heck of a start to her softball career. Dickinson winning the state title a season ago, and now they're right back here, 28-1 overall, and trying to punch a ticket to the state tournament as well here today. So Dickinson with a win, Jamestown with a win. Not only do you move on to the West Region Tournament Championship game tomorrow at 3 p.m., but you also qualify for the state tournament next week in Jamestown at Trapper Field. So we'll see if the Blue Jays can pull off what I think most people would consider an upset here today. Dickinson wearing their gray uniforms, orange lettering and numerals. Blue Jays in their blue with white lettering and numerals. White pants for the Jays. Dickinson will wear gray on gray. Throw down to second base. We are ready to go. A little bit earlier of a start time, which is never something to complain about, as we get started with this first game in the winner's bracket of the West Region Championship. Semi-final action. Alyssa Ganji to lead it off for Jamestown. And Ganji yesterday, 2-for-2, 3 walks, 2 singles. Just a great day at the plate. She'll bat on the left side of things. Al Zeman is calling balls and strikes. Two umpires in the field. We are ready to go. Mortensen, first pitch for Ganji. Misses off the outside, and we're officially underway here at the Sanford Sports Complex. 2:47 start time today for Jamestown and Dickinson. Mortensen, this pitch lifted out towards left field for Ganji. Drifting back and left is Fath, and she'll make the catch. Leadoff batter retired for the Blue Jays here in the top of the first inning. Again, Blue Jay baseball picking up a win earlier to keep their season alive. They'll play the loser of the late game tonight over on the baseball side of things, either Legacy or Minot. So Jamestown will play. Loser of this game gets Minot and state qualifier. Riley Joseph, slow roller, left side and foul. Now 0-1 to the junior second baseman for the Blue Jays. And if Jamestown, really at the top of this order, if they can get going and sustain success today, Jamestown's got a really good chance to beat Dickinson. You got a feeling that 7, 8, and 9 have some real confidence brewing their way. This misses away to Joseph. One ball and one strike. It's number 12 in blue. One away, top half of the first inning. We're scoreless. This 1-1 pitch stayed above the zone to Riley Joseph. Two balls and one strike. Rain has stopped for the time being. That's always a positive thing. 2-1 from Mortensen. Joseph takes. That's on the outside edge for a called strike. Two balls and two strikes now on Riley Joseph. One away, top half of the first inning. Jenna Fisher next for Jamestown. Then Katie Falk, who will get the start in the circle today for the Jays. Two balls, two strikes, and the offering from Mortensen. Joseph, slow roller, right side. Going to be a tough play for Eckelberg. She'll underhand toss over to first base, and there are two down. Two away for Jenna Fisher. Jamestown trying to score some runs here in the top half of the first inning. Fisher swing and a miss at the first pitch from Mortensen, 0-1. You're looking at two players who are more than likely going to be West Region selections, all WDA, but more importantly, just want to lead their team to the state tournament. Dickinson looking to win the West Region tournament after they failed to do so last year. In fact, the Midgets were the 2 seed out of the West a season ago. Fisher taking a pitch, it's 1-1. And Dickinson then went on to win state tournament. 1-1 offering for Fisher is fouled straight back, and the count goes to 1-2. Fly out to left for Ganji, ground out to second by Joseph. She grounds to her counterpart. The count is 1-2 on Jenna Fisher. Two away, top of the first, nobody aboard for Jamestown, nobody on the scoreboard. 1-2 pitch, Mortensen misses high. Two balls and two strikes to Fisher. Jenna Fisher is somebody who, if she's not playing college softball at the next level, I'm not sure why that would be the case unless she's playing something else, because she's spectacular. 2-2. Fisher out towards right center field. This ball's got some carry to it in the gap in right, though. Catch is made by Decker, and that will end the top half of the first inning. Wind is not blowing out today like it was yesterday. Yesterday, that's probably a home run. No runs, no hits, and nobody left on base for Jamestown. No errors defensively by Dickinson in the top half of the first inning. Midgets will come to bat in the bottom of the first. We'll keep it right here as we take a look at your batting order for Dickinson today. Jenna Decker, the right fielder, will lead things off for the Midgets. Batting second, Reese Houck. Taya Hopfoff will hit third for Dickinson. Matea Mortensen in the cleanup spot for the Midgets, and then batting fifth, Ava Yonner. Yonner followed by Callie Kubas. Hope Fath. Amy Fridley is the designated player, hitting eighth, and then Bailey Berg bats ninth and plays third base for Dickinson. Head coach Mike Solis saying it in the pregame interview, but you just cannot give this Dickinson team extra chances at the plate. No errors defensively. That's just got to be, if Jamestown's going to win this game today, they have to have a clean defensive game from start to finish, because Dickinson will take advantage of you if you do not have a clean defensive game. You cannot give this side extra outs to play with, because their offense is already potent enough as it is. You give them extra outs, and this game could get out of hand really quickly. Dickinson with those 9 runs in the first game, but they reach double digits a lot. Dickinson reaching double figures in pretty much every single game this season, with the exception of, you know, a game against Century, a game here against a game against Beulah. They only scored 5 runs. That was non-conference, though, so who knows what's going on in that against Bismarck High. They didn't hit 10 in either game. But then to round out the regular season, 13 runs, 11 runs, 11 runs, and 11 runs, and then yesterday 11 runs as well. So it's kind of been one of those things. If Dickinson gets going offensively, they are very, very hard to stop, and they're much harder to beat then as well. Jenna Decker leads off the bottom of the first inning. Decker will hit from the right side as Dickinson looks to get things going on offense here in the first inning. It's a changeup from Katie Falk to start things against Decker, and a called strike makes it 0-1. Dickinson head coach Amanda Mickey down the third baseline. Smile on her face. That changeup missing this time from Falk. Count now 1-1. As the rain starts to sprinkle again, it's just going to be nonstop, probably till 3 o'clock. Slow roller, first base side. Nold gloves it. She'll take it herself. One away here in the bottom of the first. 3 unassisted. McKenna Nold to the bag for the first out. The center fielder, number 33, Reese Hauk. Now Reese Hauk coming to bat for Dickinson. Jamestown went down in order in the top half of the first inning. This is ripped towards third. Walter makes the catch on a line drive. 2 away. Don't call it the hot corner for no reason. Jada Walter on her toes makes the grab. 2 away. Now Taya Hopfoff hitting 2 away, bottom of the first. Katie Falk, off-speed pitch, sent in the air towards left field. Long run for Tori Mack. She's at the line, makes the play. 1-2-3, first inning defensively for Jamestown. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard for Dickinson. And most importantly, no errors defensively by the Blue Jays. After one, nothing-nothing, Jamestown and Dickinson. This is the West Region Softball Tournament on 107.1.
Family time is precious. Gain more with local care for hips, shoulders, knees, and toes at Jamestown Regional Medical Center in Valley City and Carrington. JRMC Orthopedics also offers same-day and next-day appointments in Jamestown. Schedule online anytime at jrmcnd.com/orthopedics or call 701-952-4878. Learn more at jrmcnd.com.
Jamestown Regional Medical Center will never stop building for you.
Before you can start building businesses, you have to have great builders. Hillerud Construction is a builder of high-quality commercial buildings, and they're hiring talented laborers and carpenters to help them do that. Vacation, paid holidays, 401k, and health insurance benefits for full-time employees. Great pay depending upon experience. Apply at 1008 2nd Ave, Southeast Jamestown, or visit HillerudConstruction.com. Again, visit HillerudConstruction.com, and let's get building.
Top of the second inning here in Bismarck at the Sanford Sports Complex in Starion Bank Field. Jaron Matheny, glad to be with you as we're into the second inning. Jamestown and Dickinson in WDA softball. Blue Jays coming to bat. Top half of the second inning. 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order for the Blue Jays. Katie and Ella Falk, and then 6th spot, McKenna Knoll. Katie Falk stands in. Mortensen, first pitch, this rolled on the ground towards third. Gloved at third. Fire over to first from Berg to Yonner. One away. First pitch and an out recorded for Dickinson. One down for Ella Falk. Ella with a solo home run yesterday. One of 12 runs Jamestown was able to put on the board, 6 of which came in the 6th inning. 0-1 count, one away, top of the second. Falk waits. Mortensen misses high and away, 1-1 count. Matea Mortensen just so easygoing on and in the circle, it seems, for just a sophomore. 1-1 pitch, that's low. 2 balls and 1 strike on Ella Falk. Ella Jamestown nothing, Dickinson nothing, top of the second, 2-1 to Falk. That catches the inside corner at the knees. Count goes to 2-2. Midgets have lost just once all season. Kick and the 2-2. Falk on the ground to short, fielded at short by Kubis. She's on to first. Two away now in the second. Back-to-back ground outs. And McKenna Knoll comes up for Jamestown. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the Dickinson order in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch for Knoll. Changeup bounces in. 1-0 count to the sophomore McKenna Knoll. So here's a little battle that you'll see over the next two seasons. Knoll against Mortensen, and you'll see them duel out in the circle as well over the next 2 years. This one is inside to McKenna Knoll. Two balls and no strikes. Man, does Jamestown have a real good shot to have some great pitching next year with Falk returning and Knoll coming back. 2-0 offering from Mortensen. Knoll loading up, waited for it to go past. It's a strike, 2-1. So nobody aboard for the Blue Jays. Top of the second inning. No runs on either side in the first. 2-1 pitch for Knoll. It's a good spot. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two away. Top of the second frame. Nobody on for Jamestown. Mortensen's pitch. That's just off. Count runs full. Just off to the outside. Knoll has been patient at the plate here in her opening AB. Full count. Mortensen checks the wristband, and now the 3-2 pitch is low. Ball four. First base runner of the game belongs to Jamestown, and McKenna Knoll with a two-out walk for the Blue Jays. It'll send yesterday's pseudo-hero, Torrey Mack, to the plate. Mack batting with two out and a runner aboard at first for Jamestown in the top of the second, facing Mortensen. First pitch. Mack chased it above the letters, and Coach Sol is saying, stay even. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Mortensen in the circle will lead off the second inning. Change up high, throw back to first on a snap, and back in time is McKenna Knoll. Hop off quickly over to Yonner, and nothing brewing in the running department for Jamestown. It's going to be tough to run on Tay Hopfoff. 1-1 count, Mortensen. Back on the hill, pitch for Mack. This is ripped towards short, knocked down at short over at third base. Berg picks it up, fires to first, but not in time. Single for Torrey Mack. Runners at first and second for Jamestown. Two away, here's Katie Trumbauer. Trumbauer had the first hit of the day for Jamestown yesterday against Tori Olson. Singled right back up the middle into center field, and maybe we'll get a chance to see how Reese Houck's arm is in center field. Two on, two down, top of the second. Nothing, nothing on the scoreboard. Jays at the plate. Trumbauer pops it up and out of play. 0-1 count to Katie Trumbauer. RBI opportunity presenting itself here in the second. Mortensen rocks. 0-1 at Trumbauer out towards shallow right field and drifting back. The second baseman, Eckelberg, makes the grab. That one had a chance to land out there, would have scored a run. Instead, Jamestown gets a hit. They leave two aboard. No errors defensively by Dickinson and no runs for the Blue Jays. After an inning and a half, Jamestown nothing, Dickinson nothing. Midgets coming to bat, 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order when we return to Bismarck. Blue Jays scoreless with Dickinson headed to the bottom of the second inning. CNAs, join the team at S&P Health Ave Maria. $5,000 sign-on bonuses for full-time day, evening, or night positions, or check out our new weekend package positions. Apply online at smphealth.org/Ave Maria or call 701-252-5660. Again, CNAs, join the team at S&P Health Ave Maria. $5,000 sign-on bonuses for full-time day, evening, or night positions, or check out our new weekend package positions. Apply online at smphealth.org/Ave Maria or call 701-252-5660.
Your home for the Jamestown Blue Jays. AM 1400 KQDJ Jamestown and 107.1 K296 HH Jamestown.
Wind blowing in today in Bismarck, not out like it was yesterday. It's the West Region Softball Tournament, Jamestown 107.1 AM 1400, NewsDakota.com. Jared Matheny with you as we enter the bottom of the second inning. Matea Mortensen leads off the second for Dickinson. First pitch from Katie Falk. That's one pounded into the turf. Falk will turn, fire to first, and in time. One away, one pitch, one out to start the bottom half of the second for Jamestown. Ava Yonner now coming to bat for Dickinson. Yonner. Callie Kubis is next. Yonner hitting from the right side. First baseman for the Midgets. First pitch up high from Falk. Ball one. Blue Jays win. They'll play at 3 p.m. tomorrow against the winner of that Century Bismarck High game, which is next. A loss, you play Minot at 11 a.m. This chop to third. Walter, quick fire to first. Really nice start to this game defensively for Jada Walter and for Jamestown. Two up, two down here in the second. And Callie Kubis coming to bat. Kubis will slap from the left side. And that'll bring Walter in front of the bag at third. Falk, first pitch, taken off speed. Called strike to Kubis, 0-1. Nothing on the scoreboard. Jamestown, the only team with a hit so far. One of those belonging to Torrey Mack is sent out of play down the left field line. Now 0-2 on Callie Kubis. Katie Falk looking for back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Keep us tied at zero. No balls and two strikes, two away in the second. Offering from Falk. This is a rise ball. It stayed just a bit too high to Kubis. 1-2. Dickinson 28-1 on the season, 27-1 during the regular year. This one is just off the outside edge from Falk, 2-2. Kubis taking. Wind blowing in from left field. Deuce is wild once again. Falk leans back, 2-2 pitch, is on the ground, a short second hop to Trumbauer on to first. 1-2-3 inning for Jamestown defensively. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard, no errors by the Blue Jays, and Dickinson is hitless through the first two frames. Jays coming to bat. Jada Walter will lead it off when we return to the Sanford Sports Complex in Starion Bank Field. Blue Jays nothing, Dickinson nothing. To the third inning we go. This is the West Region Softball Tournament on 107.1.
The Honda ATV lineup is here to prove it's possible to work smarter and harder. With the power to get the job done, the technology to make it easier, and tried and tested quality to keep you moving forward. Find the Honda ATV that fits your needs at Gun and Reel Sports on First Street West in downtown Jamestown. Then you'll start to understand how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years of age and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
Sanford Sports Complex, Starion Bank Field in Bismarck, North Dakota. This is the West Region Softball Tournament on Jamestown 107.1 AM 1400 and online at newsdakota.com. You can also find us worldwide on the Jamestown 107.1 app. We're scoreless through the first two innings here in Bismarck. Winner headed not only to the state tournament, but also to the West Region title game tomorrow at 3 p.m. Loser plays in a state qualifier tomorrow at 11 a.m. So we'll see. Jamestown can keep things rolling right now. Blue Jays have been the better team, but nothing to show for it on the scoreboard. Nothing, nothing. Jada Walter digs in the ninth spot for the Jays, leading off the top of the third inning. Mortensen, first pitch, runs inside on Walter, ball one. A walk for McKenna Nold with two away and a single for Torrey Mack. Set the table with two on for Jamestown, two down. At least the offense moving a little bit. This is in on the handle, and Walter shoots it foul down the first baseline, 1-1. Seems like for the time being, the little sprinkles have stopped and some sunny skies coming our way. Hopefully that's the case. Although it is a little bit cooler than expected here in Bismarck today. 1-1, Walter taking. That's at the knees for a called strike, now 1-2. Nothing between Jamestown and Dickinson. Top of the third inning. Leadoff batter for the Blue Jays here. Walter waits in a 1-2. Strikes out swinging. There's Mortensen's first strikeout. One away in the third. Back to the top of the order with Alyssa Ganji. Alyssa Ganji from the left side for Jamestown. One down in the third. First pitch taken for a called strike, 0-1. I wouldn't hate to see if Ganji's got it in her repertoire. A little slap approach here. Third baseman even with the bag. This is ripped foul down the first baseline. Now 0-2. Ganji flew out to left field to start this game. For one after going 2-for-2 with three walks yesterday in a high-scoring affair. No balls and two strikes. Pitch to Ganji, ripped towards short, and caught at short for Dickinson right there to make the catch. Kubis, two down. Blue Jay baseball team has made their way into the facility. Line out to the shortstop for Ganji. Two down for Riley Joseph. Joseph a little bit out in front of the off-speed first pitch. 0-1 count. The whole Blue Jay baseball team making their way over to the first base side. Coach Bowman here as well. Let's change up. Stayed way too high from Mortensen. One ball and one strike to the number two hitter for the Blue Jays. And there's a swing and a miss by Joseph. Now 1-2. Two away, top of the third. No hits on the board for Jamestown in this frame, but they've got the only hit of the game so far. Torrey Mack single in the infield in the last inning. Nobody aboard. Two down, 1-2 pitch. Joseph fouls it off. It'll stay 1-2. Two away in the third in a nothing-nothing ball game. Mortensen with a 1-2. This is outside. Two balls and two strikes on Joseph. A little battle here from Riley Joseph with two away. Jamestown seems to be having a little bit more success with two down against Mortensen. 2-2 pitch is up high, ball three. Jenna Fisher on deck for Jamestown. Riley Joseph in a 3-2 count. Two away, top of the third. Nobody aboard for the Blue Jays. Nothing-nothing ball game. Six up, six down defensively for Jamestown. 3-2 pitch. Joseph right back up the middle. Diving play at shortstop by Kubis. Throw to first, not in time. Infield single for Riley Joseph. Train continues to move here in the third inning. There's the second hit for Jamestown. And Kubis has been busy out at shortstop for the Blue Jays. Or for Dickinson, I should say. Blue Jays have kept her busy. Two away, Jenna Fisher standing in. Flew out to right field in her first at-bat. Riley Joseph aboard at first for Jamestown. Initial offering for Fisher is fouled back, 0-1. Two down here in the third inning. 0-1 count on Fisher, nothing-nothing. And Fisher sends this one straight back, now 0-2. Number four in blue, Jenna Fisher, all-state player last season, all-west region as well. On her way to being just that again this season. She's been awesome. 0-2. Change up. Stuck it out. Floated towards first and landed in foul territory. Still no balls and two strikes on Jenna Fisher. Just had to battle that one off. And Joseph aboard at first. 0-2 count on Jenna Fisher. Top of the third inning. Two outs recorded. Two quick outs in this inning. And again, Jamestown trying to draw it out. That's called strike three to Jenna Fisher. She didn't necessarily agree with the spot, but the off-speed pitch sends the Blue Jays back out to the field. No runs on one hit. One runner left on for Jamestown, and no defensive errors by Dickinson in the top of the third. To the bottom of the third we go. Jamestown nothing, Dickinson nothing. This is West Region softball coverage. Blue Jays scoreless with Dickinson through 2.5 innings.
This is Clint with RM Stout. We demand more from our cars than ever before. They're safe, powerful, fuel-efficient, quiet, and the ones at RM Stout even look nice. It can be a burden to maintain a vehicle that does everything, so here's the point. When you buy a qualified car at RM Stout, we'll include a lifetime powertrain warranty. That's right, any new car, and gently used, gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. We aren't just saying it, we're printing it on a contract with the best warranty company in America. Reduce your financial risk today by trading a vehicle with a lifetime of coverage, RM Stout, for the best value.
Coming to bat in the bottom half of the third inning. Jaron Matheny, glad to be with you on this Friday afternoon. Blue Jays softball taking on Dickinson. Winner's bracket of the West Region Tournament, 7, 8, and 9. Coming to bat for the Midgets here in the bottom half of the third inning. Jamestown, a couple of hits on the board, but nothing to show for it. Hope Fath leads off. Third inning, inside on the hands, pops it up towards second. Joseph running in, underhand toss to Nold, and there's one away. First pitch outs are huge for Jamestown, and Katie Falk, that's the third time she's thrown one pitch to get an out so far through the first seven batters faced. Amy Fridley, designated player and do everything gymnast during the winter sports season. Fridley floats it out towards right field. Ella Falk is in line. Two pitches, two outs for Katie Falk. And a quick start to this third inning. Two away, Bailey Berg standing in. And this is very unusual for Dickinson so far. Kept off the board early in this one. Berg taking 1-0. So three pitches, two outs recorded so far for Katie Falk, trying to go nine up, nine down through the first three innings. Berg waits on the 1-0 pitch. Changeup stayed above the zone from Katie Falk. Two balls and no strikes now. Again, Blue Jays with a win will play at 3 p.m. tomorrow against the winner of our next game. They'll also qualify for the state tournament. Jamestown lost. They play at 11 a.m. This one for Berg, ripped out towards the gap in left center, will drop in front of Ganji as she comes on. There's the first hit for Dickinson. Bailey Berg with a single into center field. Two outs and a runner on for the Midgets. Jenna Decker, top of the order, coming back through. Now batting the right fielder, number nine, Jenna Decker. With two away in the third. Jamestown nothing, Dickinson nothing. First pitch from Falk bounces in. Fisher knocked it down, kept it in front of her. 1-0 count. Jenna Fisher checking to the dugout for Jamestown. You'd be shocked to see her set up the inside corner. That's where this pitch is. Grounded to third. Walter to first. Another scoreless frame for the Blue Jays defensively. One hit in the inning that belongs to Bailey Berg. Nine outs in 10 batters faced for Katie Falk. And we head to the top of the fourth inning. Scoreless, Jamestown and Dickinson. 4, 5, and 6 in the Blue Jay order. Coming to bat when we return to the Sanford Sports Complex at Starion Bank Field. Through three innings, it's nothing-nothing between Jamestown and Dickinson. This is the West Region Softball Tournament, and you're listening to it on 107.1.
Hi, Sean Taft here. The third annual Pig Roast Parking Lot Party is coming up soon. June 17th, come hear Alexis Dieter with Out of Line live at the Elks. Enjoy delicious pork and cornhole too. Tickets are on sale now for $20. Hurry and get yours today and mark your calendar because you'll be busy having a blast at the Elks Lodge third annual Pig Roast Parking Lot Party. The fun starts at 6 and the band will take the stage at 8:30. We look forward to seeing you there.
teams go to get their custom printed apparel?
Original!
Where do companies go to get their corporate logo printed on shirts, caps, and jackets?
Originals, of course.
And where do fans go to get their Blue Jay and Jimmy apparel either off the rack or single piece prints?
Originals! Original!
There you have it, folks. For custom printed apparel, embroidery, and work apparel, it's Originals, 216 First Avenue, downtown Jamestown, open 9 to 5 weekdays.
We're back here at the Sanford Sports Complex, Starion Bank Field in Bismarck. Blue Jays start at 4-5-6 in the batting order. It's nothing-nothing. Jaron Matheny with you. And a pitching change for Dickinson as well. Ava Yonner is the new pitcher for the Midgets, the right-hander. Quick fire and a strike here to Katie Falk. How about a little bit of a different delivery for Dickinson as Yonner takes the circle? Yonner faced Jamestown the first time around. This is fouled back by Katie Falk in that 9-5 win on April 1st. Blue Jays then faced Hope Fath and Matea Mortensen in that second game, so pitching certainly never an issue for Dickinson. 0-2 to Katie Falk. This one's too far inside. One ball and two strikes on the four-hole hitter for Jamestown. It'll be Falk, Funk, and Nold coming to bat here in the fourth. Blue Jays with two hits on the board. Yonner rocks. 1-2 pitch. Bounces in. Two balls and two strikes to Katie Falk. Neither side able to grab a lead through the first three innings. Yonner, 2-2 pitch. Falk pops it up third baseline, and this one's out of play. Berg chasing after it for Dickinson. Falk just fouls it away, stays alive. Fight. Another pitch, another day. 2-2 count. Leadoff batter for Jamestown here in the fourth. Yonner's pitch. Falk bounces it foul towards third. Still 2-2. So we go from Mortensen, three innings of work, just two hits allowed to Yonner. It's got a little bit more speed behind it, a little bit more emphasis in the delivery as well. 2-2. That bounces in. Three balls and two strikes now to Katie Falk. Full count on the leadoff hitter for Jamestown here in the fourth inning. 3-2, Yonner first batter, payoff pitch. Falk bounces it foul towards third. Good battle here for Katie Falk. She'll see pitch number 8 of this at-bat. And this is exactly what you're supposed to do as a leadoff hitter when you see a new pitcher in the game. As many pitches as possible, let everybody else get the feel for her. 3-2, pitch, and Falk chases one just above the letters, strikes out swinging. There's the first K for Yonner. One down, and Ella Falk coming to bat. 16, Ella Falk. This one inside from Yonner, 1-0. Mortensen line finishing three innings pitched, two hits allowed, no runs. One walk and one strikeout, and now time called for Dickinson. Seems like Yonner doesn't quite have her usual stuff here. Coach Solis headed towards his dugout. Again, Jamestown and Dickinson, winner of this game, moves on to the West Region Championship tomorrow, 3 p.m., right back here at the Sanford Sports Complex. Loser, 11 a.m. start time tomorrow. Oh, yeah, and you get number 2 seed in Minot for that game as well. 1-0 count on Ella Falk. Yonner, too far inside. Two balls, no strikes to the junior right fielder for Jamestown, who, again, had a solo home run in yesterday's win over Legacy. Helped Jamestown put up 3 runs in the third. They eventually put up 6 in the sixth. It's now 3-0 on Ella Falk. Yonner in the circle, quick motion, rapid fire. This one is called a strike. Ella Falk certainly thought it could have been ball 4. She'll stay in the box in a 3-1 count. Nothing, top of 4-3-1 pitches, roped foul towards the stands on the first base side. Everybody seems to be all right. Saw a lot of ducking heads over there on that first baseline. Full count now to Ella Falk. One down, 3-2 pitch. This one, slow roller towards short. Kubas with the glove to first, two down. Two away, and McKenna Nold coming to bat now for Jamestown. Nold with a walk, and her only at bat against Mortensen, her only plate appearance today. Two out in the fourth. Nold takes the first pitch strike, going one. On base percentage, that was near 500 for pretty much the entirety of the season for McKenna Nold. 0-1 offering, slow roller towards short. Kubas has it. She'll pick it up, go to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Yonner. Although Jamestown saw a lot of pitches in that fourth inning, nobody reaches, no runs, no hits, and nobody left aboard for the Blue Jays. We're headed to the bottom of the fourth inning. Nothing between Jamestown and Dickinson. Blue Jays will look to put up another zero here in the fourth when we return to the Sanford Sports Complex. Jamestown nothing, Dickinson nothing. This is the West Region Softball Tournament on 107.1.
Family time is precious. Gain more with local care for hips, shoulders, knees, and toes at Jamestown Regional Medical Center in Valley City and Carrington. JRMC Orthopedics also offers same-day and next-day appointments in Jamestown. Schedule online anytime at jrmcnd.com/orthopedics or call 701-952-4878. Learn more at jrmcnd.com.
Jamestown Regional Medical Center will never stop building for you.
AM 1400 KQDJ Jamestown and 107.1 K296 HH Jamestown.
Ready here for the bottom half of the fourth inning. Jaron Matheny, glad to be with you as we continue with Blue Jays softball on this Friday night. Katie Falk, first pitch is bounced foul. It's Reese Houck, Taya Hopfoff, and Matea Mortensen coming to bat for the Midgets. It's the bottom half of the fourth inning. Katie Falk has given up just one hit so far in the circle for Jamestown, and she's faced 10 total batters. Off-speed pitch lifted in the air out towards center field. And now into right center drifts Alyssa Ganji. She'll make the catch. One down in the fourth. So Houck, line out and a fly out so far. Three spot in the order. Taya Hopfoff coming to bat. And if you put something in the air, chances are it's not headed out unless you got really solid contact on it. The wind is still blowing in pretty sharply today. This is lifted by Hopfoff towards the gap in right center. Lands in front. Ella Falk, barehanded play, will throw towards second. And Jamestown had a chance. Instead, it's a double for Hopfoff. Blue Jays had a real shot there. It was cut off by Joseph at second and couldn't get the flip fast enough to Trumbauer at second to record the out. Matea Mortensen batting with a runner in scoring position and one away. First pitch swinging on the ground towards short. Trumbauer will throw to first for one. Noel back to third, and moving up is Hopfoff. 6-3 on the ground out. Two down for Ava Yonner. So best chance by far for Dickinson to score a run. Either side, really. One, make it two away. Runner aboard at third. Nothing on the scoreboard still. Bottom of the fourth inning. Katie Falk, first pitch is up high to Ava Yonner, 1-0. Yonner bounced out to third and her first and only at-bat so far. Again, we're in the bottom of the fourth already. Zeros on the scoreboard. 1-0 pitch, change up, there's a strike. Nice little drop in from Katie Falk. This game started at 2:47 and we are flying through it. One ball, one strike, two away. Bottom of the fourth, runner at third. This is a rise ball that left the hand a little bit late there for Katie Falk. 2-1 the count. Got to be careful throwing that ball back to the pitcher here with Hopfoff aboard at third. 2-1, And the offering for Yonner is hit towards third. Walter makes the catch. And Jamestown keeps Dickinson off the scoreboard in the fourth. One hit, one runner left aboard for the Midgets. No errors defensively by Jamestown. It's nothing, nothing. Still scoreless. Headed to the top of the fifth inning. This is a great battle. West Region softball tournament and a spot in the championship game and in the state tournament on the line. Scoreless through four innings here in Bismarck. We're back in 30 seconds, more Blue Jay softball here on 107.1.
What would life be like without telephones, internet, and digital cable? Let's not even go there. Dakota Central is proud to be the local company that provides you with these high-tech communication options. Whether it's the crystal clear telephone connection, the digital cable that produces over 150 channels, HD and DVR, or reliable high-speed internet, Dakota Central provides it all, serving Jamestown and Carrington and beyond. Call 952-1000, 652-3184, or see them on the web at dakotacentral.com.
Jared Matheny here on Jamestown 107.1 AM 1400 and online at newsdakota.com. It's nothing, nothing. We've hit the top half of the fifth inning at the Sanford Sports Complex, Starion Bank Field. Blue Jays and Midgets scoreless as Dickinson and Jamestown battling back and forth, and neither side able to come up with a run so far. Jamestown with two hits, Dickinson also with two hits through four innings. This is a lot different than what we've seen through the first four meetings between these two sides. We'll see if somebody can come up with an offensive explosion here in the fifth. Torrey Mack leads it off to begin things for Jamestown, 7, 8, and 9 in the Blue Jay batting order. Mack is 1-for-1, first time facing Yonner, though, and she chased one off plate, 0-1. Aggressive swing, no wasting, certainly, for Mack in those swings. This little tapper. Nothing, nothing ball game as Jamestown just looking for a run. Find a little bit of run support for your starter pitcher and starting pitcher in Katie Falk, who has been awesome today for the Blue Jays. 0-2 the count on Torrey Mack. Yonner pitch high and outside, 1-2. Trumbauer, Jada Walter, 7, 8, and 9 coming to bat for Jamestown in this fifth. Nobody down, nobody on, no runs for either side. Yonner misses low to Mack, 2-2. Yonner checks the wristband before she steps back on the mound. 2-2. And Mack chased it a little bit behind it. She strikes out, one away here in the fifth. Second strikeout for Ava Yonner. Mortensen ended with just one. Katie Trumbauer hitting with one down and nobody aboard for Jamestown. Top of the fifth inning. Yonner high and outside, misses ball one. It's very similar to that first legacy game of the year at Trapper Field. Neither side could break through, had opportunities. Pitching just too good. It's fouled back by Trumbauer right into the glove of Hopfoff, 1-1. Again, loser gets Minot tomorrow, 11 a.m. state qualifier. Winner is qualifying for the state tournament. They'll play for a WDA championship at 3 p.m. 1-1 pitch and off speed, just stayed outside to Trumbauer. Now 2-1 the count on Katie Trumbauer. Popped out to second, 0-for-1 on the day. Again, just two hits for both Jamestown and Dickinson. 2-1, Trumbauer big cut. It's now 2-2. One out, nobody on for the Blue Jays. We are in the top of the fifth inning. Nothing, nothing. 2-2 pitch is up high above the letters to Trumbauer. Deep breath by the senior shortstop. Another full count for Ava Yonner. Pitch, and she gets the strikeout. Yonner comes fastball down Main Street, gets the K. Two down, that's her third strikeout. Jada Walter to the plate. Boy, has her game seen a lot of improvement this season for Jamestown, especially in the field. You think about the way she's been playing at third base here today and yesterday. on her toes at all times. First pitch rises above the zone. Ball one to Jada Walter. Jays have left three runners on base in this game, but no runner has reached third yet for Jamestown. Dickinson got a runner to third in the last inning, couldn't score. Walter fouling it straight back, 1-1. Yanner rocks in the 1-1 pitch. She went off speed. Walter was waiting for it, but she just missed it on the swing. 1-2 count. Two away, top of the fifth inning. Zeros on the scoreboard. Yanner, 1-2 delivery. Called strike three on the inside corner down near the shins, and it's a strikeout of the side for Yanner. In the fifth, no runs, no hits, and nobody left on. 4.5 innings complete here in Bismarck. We are still scoreless. Katie Falk back to the circle for Jamestown. Callie Kubis will lead it off 6, 7, and 8 in the Dickinson order coming up when we return to Bismarck and Starion Bank Field. Jamestown nothing, Dickinson nothing. This is the West Region Softball Tournament on Jamestown 107.1.
CNAs, join the team at S&P Health Ave Maria. $5,000 sign-on bonuses for full-time day, evening, or night positions, or check out our new weekend package positions. Apply online at smphealth.org/AveMaria or call 701-252-5660. Again, CNAs, join the team at S&P Health Ave Maria. $5,000 sign-on bonuses for full-time day, evening, or night positions, or check out our new weekend package positions. Apply online at smphealth.org/AveMaria or call 701-252-5660.
AM 1400 KQDJ Jamestown and 107.1 K296 HH Jamestown.
Callie Kubis leads off the bottom half of the fifth inning. Jaron Matheny, glad to be with you. Jamestown 107.1 AM 1400 and online at newsdakota.com. You can listen worldwide. Nothing, bottom of the fifth, number one team in the state, Dickinson taking on the number six team in the state in Jamestown. This is hit towards second off the glove of Joseph. She'll pick it up and still have time to fire to first base to get the out. One away as Kubis is retired on the ground out. Apparently Joseph, nice little recovery there. First pitch swinging again for Dickinson. Something about attacking on the first pitch today. I don't know if that was the strategy from Coach Mickey coming into play today, but it just hasn't been necessarily the right strategy against Katie Falk. Changeup stays above the zone to Hope Fath. We're at the 7th spot in the Dickinson batting order. Bailey Berg has one of the two hits. She hits 9th. Taya Hopfoff has the other hit for Dickinson today. 4 total hits for both sides. This is on the ground to third. Walter ranges to her left, makes another nice play. She has been dazzling with that glove over at third. Two down in the fifth. Amy Fridley hitting with two away in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Zeros on the scoreboard between Jamestown and Dickinson. Change up. Oh, just missed off the plate. 1-0 to Fridley. Blue Jays will be at the top of their batting order when the sixth inning begins, hoping that it's still scoreless. This pitch is high and outside, 2-0 count on Amy Fridley. But again, we've seen a lack of patience from Dickinson today. Aggressive approach at the plate. 2-0, Fridley hits it sharply to the right side and through into center field. Ganji comes up, fires to second base. It's a two-out single, though, for Amy Fridley. That'll bring Bailey Berg back to the plate. Berg 1-for-1 with a single. That's the third hit for Dickinson. One on, two down. Zeros still on the scoreboard in the bottom of the fifth. This bounces into Fridley. Runner taken off for second. Fisher throws down. Trumpbauer tag applied. And that ends the fifth inning. Jamestown gets through the fifth. Nice play, Fisher to Trumpbauer. 2-6 on the tag. No stolen base. And Jamestown and Dickinson are scoreless as we head to the top half of the sixth inning. Blue Jays, top of the order, come to the plate when we return to the Sanford Sports Complex. Could Dickinson be getting a little tight as this game moves on? And we're still tied. This is the West Region Softball Tournament. Blue Jays nothing, Dickinson nothing, headed to the sixth.
The Honda ATV lineup is here to prove it's possible to work smarter and harder. With the power to get the job done, the technology to make it easier, and tried and tested quality to keep you moving forward. Find the Honda ATV that fits your needs at Gun and Reel Sports on First Street West in downtown Jamestown. Then you'll start to understand how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years of age and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly. Where do you find the friendliest staff, largest selection, lowest prices, and the freshest produce? Hugo's in Jamestown. But what if you can't go to the store? Hugo's Family Marketplace offers online shopping. You can shop all the departments and all the sales at GoHugos.com. Choose pickup or Hugo's delivery service, and they'll do the in-store shopping for you. Hugo's Family Marketplace, online shopping at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Top of the sixth inning starts with a strike to Alyssa Ganji. Top of the order for Jamestown. It's zeros on the scoreboard between the number one team in the state of North Dakota, Dickinson, and the Blue Jays. This pitch missing to Ganji. Count evens up at 1-1. Scoreless through five. That's right down the middle to Ganji. She takes it for a called strike. Count moving to 1-2. Ganji, little poke to the right side of the infield. Eckelberg to first, and there's one down. Some state track meet updates. Yolanda Nabwe qualified for the final heat of the 100-meter hurdles tomorrow. Annie and Yolanda both qualifying for that. Thomas Almer finishing fourth in the discus today at the state tournament meet. Annie Nabwe, back-to-back state champions in the discus. It's her school record now, 154 feet, 7 inches. Jamestown track and field. Shot put winner yesterday for Annie Nabwe as well. Back-to-back state champs and shot put for Nabwe. Count here on Riley Joseph, 1-1. This pitch misses high and outside. 2-1 count after Ganji grounded out to second base for Jamestown. Here in the sixth. Two balls and one strike on Joseph. Yonner's pitch. There's a swing from Riley Joseph. Now 2-2. Top half of the sixth inning. Dickinson 0, Jamestown 0. Great pitching battle today. 2-2 is called. Strike 3. Joseph goes down looking. And for Yonner now, 5 strikeouts over the course of just a little bit less than 3 innings of work. Jenna Fisher batting with 2 away and nobody aboard in the 6th. It's 0-0, Jamestown and Dickinson. Yonner, first pitch, just got it past Fisher, 0-1. Both these sides can feel, and you can feel it in the crowd right now, the tension in this game. 0-1 pitch is low, 1-1. Tension in this game that started less than an hour ago. We're already into the sixth. 1-1 count. Yonner steps back in the circle. Pitch to Fisher is popped up and out of play. 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the sixth, nobody on for Jamestown, no runs on the board for either team. Yonner pitch, Fisher fouls it off again, still 1-2. UJ softball head coach Kevin Gall in attendance here today. Of course, he's got some other interest in the baseball games going on for the Blue Jays. 1-2 pitch, and Fisher strikes out swinging. Yonner has been dominant through her 3 innings in the circle. Still no runs for Jamestown, just 2 hits on the board. 0-0, headed to the bottom of the 6th inning. We'll see if Katie Falk can keep it rolling for the Blue Jays. It's the West Region Softball Tournament. Jamestown 107.1 AM 1400 and NewsDakota.com.
Before you can start building businesses, you have to have great builders. Hillerud Construction is a builder of high-quality commercial buildings, and they're hiring talented laborers and carpenters to help them do that. Vacation, paid holidays, 401k, and health insurance benefits for full-time employees. Great pay depending upon experience. Apply at 1008 2nd Ave, Southeast Jamestown, or visit HillerudConstruction.com. Again, visit HillerudConstruction.com, and let's get building. Here we go, bottom of the sixth inning, Sanford Sports Complex and Starion Bank Field. Jaron Matheny, glad to be with you on this Friday afternoon into your Friday evening. It's 0-0 between Jamestown and Dickinson. Blue Jays, your number 5 seed in the West Region Tournament. Dickinson, your number 1 seed in the West and the number 1 team in the state of North Dakota with a 28-1 overall record. Dickinson 27-1 during the regular year as Katie Falk returns to the circle for her sixth inning for Jamestown. Coming to bat for Dickinson now as we begin the bottom of the sixth. Bailey Berg leads it off for the Midgets. Century will play against Bismarck High next. Again, the loser of this one plays Minot at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Winner, 3 p.m. This is lifted out towards right field. Berg towards Ella Falk, who drifted back to make the catch. One down, and again, first pitch records an out for Jamestown. Three hits in total for Dickinson, two for the Blue Jays, and now back to the top of the order for the Midgets. Jenna Decker. Then Reese Houck, Taya Hopfoff, if they can get that far here in the sixth. Time call here before the pitch. Not sure Jenna Decker was all the way inside the batter's box once Falk got started. First offering, Jenna Decker turns to bunt, takes it, and it's called a ball. Not sure if that one bounced in. Certainly looked like a closer pitch than what was let off. Decker, 1-0, taken up high, two balls and no strikes. Dickinson and Jamestown scoreless here in the sixth inning. One away, two balls and no strikes on Jenna Decker. Wind continues to blow in. This is hit towards right field and foul. Reese Houck next. She's waiting on deck right now for the Midgets. Dickinson and Jamestown 0-0. Blue Jays 4-5-6 coming to bat in the seventh. Falk 2-1 pitch, left the rise ball up, 3-1 count. She hasn't had great grip on that rise ball throughout the day today. One away, bottom of the sixth, 3-1 the count, nothing to nothing. 3-1, on the ground towards first, and they got past McKenna Nold and into right field. Ella Falk will get to it quickly, but Nold just didn't get her body in front of that ball, had a chance to knock it down. Instead, it's a single for Decker here in the sixth. That represents the go-ahead run in this 0-0 ball game. Reese Houck hitting with one away in the sixth. One run may win you this game on either side. Unbelievable to say that about a Dickinson team that does so much offensively. This one floated out towards right field, will drop in. Just a little duck snort that found the right spot. Single for Reese Houck, first and second for Dickinson. One away in the sixth. And the top of the order for the Midgets starting to come through a little bit. We'll see if Mike Solis has any words for his pitcher. Taya Hopfoff with a double in the fourth inning. Moved all the way to third and got stranded there. That was the best chance to score for Dickinson. This probably replaces that. One down, first and second. This pitch bounces in, 1-0. And out at second base, Decker is giving the signs on where this pitch is going. Katie Falk. 1-0, too high, two balls and no strikes. Jamestown's got to find a way to mix up the signal, mix up the call, something, because Dickinson is
is telling their hitter right now where this pitch is coming. 2-0, hop Pfaff into right field in the air. Falk back on the warning track, has it, makes the catch. She'll throw it in, and Jamestown will allow Decker to go to third, first and third. Deep fly out to right for hop Pfaff. Two away, but actually could be a positive note here for Jamestown. Mortensen coming to bat, but there's nobody on second base to signal where these pitches are coming in at. I mean, distinct advantage there and just good gamesmanship all around, but two away in the sixth, first and third for Dickinson. First pitch for Mortensen is above the letters, ball one. First and third for Dickinson, two down, 1-0 offering from Katie Falk is on the ground to third. Walter will turn, fire to first. Jamestown stays at a scoreless game with Dickinson. We are headed to the top of the seventh. Jamestown nothing, Dickinson nothing. Midgets leave a pair of runners aboard in the sixth. We'll come back, seventh inning on the way. Katie Falk leads it off when we return to the Sanford Sports Complex. Nothing, nothing between Jamestown and Dickinson. This is the West Region Softball Tournament on 107.1.
This is Warren Abrahamson, news director for i3G Media and a University of Jamestown graduate. Why did I choose Jamestown to start my journey to success? Well, having grown up in the small town of Malta, Montana, I like the small class sizes, the family feel on campus, and the warm welcome from staff and faculty. It was a great fit. Start your journey today. Visit uj.edu or call the admissions staff to chat about your potential college experience right here in Jamestown. That's uj.edu, the University of Jamestown in North Dakota.
Top of the seventh inning, Sanford Sports Complex, Starion Bank Field, and a little discussion going on right now with the post-14 Eagles head coach Sam Joseph, talking about the fact that, you know, in baseball, if you're out at second base trying to steal signs, the next time you get up, you get plunked. It's just how it works. A little bit of a different game here in softball, I think, but it's just not something you see a lot. Gamesmanship, yes, but you've got no way to adjust here in softball like you do necessarily in baseball. So just a little bit of a funky thing you see here in the sixth, and maybe that's why Dickinson's had so much success this year, is they get on base and then you're able to read where the pitch is going. I mean, that's a distinct advantage. Katie Falk batting here in the seventh. Ava Yonner back to the circle. 4, 5, and 6 in the Blue Jay batting order, and time called. Yonner, fourth inning of work in the circle. Nothing, nothing, top of the seventh. This pitch bounces in and kicks away from hop Pfaff. 1-0 count to start things against Katie Falk. She's 0-2, ground out to third, and a strikeout swinging. 0-1 with that strikeout against Yonner. 1-0 count. Yonner pitch for Falk. At the letters, called a strike, 1-1. I think Coach Solis was thinking the same thing I was. That was just a little bit up the zone. 1-1 count. Yonner, pitch for Falk. That's on the outside edge for a called strike, 1-2. You can give the top, you can give the bottom of the zone, you can give inside, outside. You probably can't give all four. That was top and then outside. 1-2 pitch. Falk in the air towards right field. Drifting back is Decker on the line. She makes the catch. One down. Blue Jay fans rising to their feet there. Thought maybe Falk had got enough into that. One down. Ella Falk standing in now for Jamestown. Ella Falk grounded out to short twice today. Kubis at short has a spectacular arm in the field. One down. First pitch low and outside to Ella Falk. Ball one. One away in the seventh. Nobody on for Jamestown. Count goes to 2-0 on Falk. Looking for something big here for Jamestown in a 0-0 ball game. 2-0. Falk lays off, and it's 3 balls and 0 strikes. Good take from Ella Falk. I think you got to give her the green light here on 3-0 just because if she can get into one, could give you the lead. 3-0 from Yonner. There it is, a strike. Red light that time for Ella Falk. She wasn't loaded up. One away, top of the seventh. Nobody aboard for Jamestown. 3-1 count. Yonner leans back. 3-1 pitch is low and in. Oh, called strike two. Blue Jay fans are going to lose it. That looked low and inside from up here. Full count now on Ella Falk. 3-2 pitch. That's too high. Ball four. Draws the walk. Does Ella Falk. McKenna Nold coming to bat with a runner aboard for Jamestown. First runner to reach for Jamestown against Yonner today. McKenna Nold batting with one away and a runner at first here in the seventh. Sophomore stands in a nothing-nothing ball game. Here we go. One run really could win you this game today with these two pitchers. Yonner, first pitch fastball. It's a called strike going one to McKenna Nold. Ella Falk at first after the one-out walk. Nold loads up. Yonner 0-1. That one is low. Maybe a bit outside. 1-1 count to McKenna Nold. Top of the seventh, 0-0. Nold, good cut. She got a piece of it back into the glove of Hopfoff. 1-2. Ella Falk at first. One out recorded, zeros on the scoreboard. Top of the seventh and final frame. 1-2 pitch, Nold fouls it off. Battles to stay alive. Tori Mack on deck, Katie Trumbauer in the hole for Jamestown. Blue Jays have not had a hit off of Yonner today, just two total in the game, both off of Mortensen. This is Yonner's fourth inning in relief. And a 1-2. It's up high to McKenna Nold. Two balls and two strikes. Good battle here for Jamestown. Minot waiting the loser of this game. Winner of this game will play the winner of the next game. Bismarck High and Century. 2-2. Inside and low. Full count to McKenna Nold. Ella Falk aboard at first. Don't let the umpire make a call here. If it's close, you got to be able to battle. Three balls and two strikes to McKenna. Nold awaits on a payoff pitch with one down. Fouls it off right on top of it. Fouled it away. Count stays 3-2. One out in the seventh. Tori Mack is on deck. Runner aboard at first. Full count on McKenna Nold. Blue Jays trying to qualify for the state tournament and the West Region Championship game all in one. 3-2 pitch. Nold behind it. Strike three. Yonner gets it past. Two down for Tori Mack. Tori Mack to the plate now for Jamestown. She's 1-for-2, one of the two hits for the Blue Jays today. First pitch, just a tick behind it on a fastball up hot. Runner at first, two down, 0-1 count. Zeros on the scoreboard in the seventh inning. Mack, just a big cut there, but just missed it, 0-2. She's got great power. She's got good pop. Looking to put something in a gap here. 0-2 count. Two away. Pitch from Yonner way outside. Hopfoff quickly out of the crouch gets to it, 1-2. The count. Ella Falk at first after a one-out walk. One ball and two strikes here on Tori Mack. Yonner fires, Mack takes, it's up above the zone, off the outside edge, 2-2. 2-2-2, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Mack swung through the off-speed changeup, and that will send us to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is still scoreless, but one run for Dickinson in the bottom of the seventh will win it. Ava Yonner, the pitcher, leads it off for Dickinson when we return to the Sanford Sports Complex. Jamestown, nothing. Dickinson, nothing. Bottom of the seventh coming up after this break. You're listening to West Region Softball on Jamestown 107.1 AM 1400 and NewsDakota.com.
This is Clint with RM Stout. We demand more from our cars than ever before. They're safe, powerful, fuel-efficient, quiet, and the ones at RM Stout even look nice. It can be a burden to maintain a vehicle that does everything, so here's the point. When you buy a qualified car at RM Stout, we'll include a lifetime powertrain warranty. That's right, any new car, and gently used, gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. We aren't just saying it, we're printing it on a contract with the best warranty company in America. Reduce your financial risk today by trading a vehicle with a lifetime of coverage, RM Stout, for the best value.
Well, the best possible outcome here for Jamestown is extra innings. We've entered the bottom of the seventh. Jamestown, nothing. Dickinson, nothing. Semifinal game in the West Region Softball Tournament. Jaron Matheny with you, and it's 5, 6, and 7 coming to bat for Dickinson. Ava Yonner leads it off. Blue Jay baseball team full attention all of a sudden on the turf here at Starion Bank Field. First pitch from Katie Falk rises above the zone to Yonner, ball one. If Jamestown is able to push it to the eighth, it'll be Katie Trumbauer, Jada Walter, and Alyssa Ganji batting 8, 9, and 1. Nothing on the scoreboard, though. Just need one run if you're Dickinson. 1-0 pitch, and this is lifted in the air, left field, and foul down the line, out of play. Yonner was out in front of it, but she's got a chance to end it, as does pretty much anybody else on Dickinson's end with one swing of the bat. One delivery from Falk is on the ground to third. Walter to first. One away here in the bottom of the seventh. Jada Walter has been busy over at third today, but she has been really good. One down for Callie Kubis. Kubis sitting at 0-for-2 today. A pair of ground outs for the lefty. Off-speed pitch taken away, ball one. Kubis pops it up. It's out of play. 1-1. One away, bottom of the seventh. Zeros on the scoreboard. Kubis, 1-1 offering. Off speed. That was right there. Must have missed high. Not sure where, though. 2-1 count on Kubis. One away in the seventh. She pops this one up, and it's now 2-2. Again, bottom of the seventh inning, no runs for either side in this game. Pitching has been awesome. Dickinson had their chances to score in the fourth as well as in the sixth. They had runners at first and third in the last inning. 2-2 from Katie Falk. And Kubis' little check swing made some contact with it. Still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, bottom of the seventh. Katie Falk trying to send us to extras. Nobody aboard for Dickinson. Number one team in the state, number six team in the state. 2-2 pitch. Kubis right back to Falk. Field their own position, but her throw to first was way too high over the head of McKenna Nold. And it's an E1. On Katie Falk. One away. Hope Fath coming to bat. And we'll see if it's Yonner who would continue into the eighth inning. Hope Foth hitting one away and a runner now aboard at first for Dickinson. First pitch popped up. Falk calling for it. She'll squeeze the glove this time, make the catch. Two down for Amy Fridley. Sun starting to come out as well now. Century and Bismarck High waiting for this one. Amy Fridley. Two away in the seventh. Falk, first pitch off speed. I don't know where that missed either. Inside? Seemed pretty close, and that looked like a strike that's been called all night. A little warning for Coach Solis, but he's right. That's been a strike all night long, and it wasn't there. 1-0 pitch from Falk. This is blooped out towards right field. Going to drop in for a base hit. Take the turn around second, head for third. Ball back in on the infield, but the winning run. And now at third base, Callie Kubis 60 feet from scoring. And Dickinson's got a chance to walk it off now. Bailey Berg coming to bat. Berg is 1-for-2. And again, Dickinson had runners at first and third in the last inning. With two away, couldn't score there. Now they've got them again. Two down, first pitch for Berg on the ground, through, and Dickinson walks it off in the bottom of the seventh. RBI single for Bailey Berg, and the Midgets are able to do it. Man, that is just frustrating for Jamestown. Two total hits for the Blue Jays in the game. Katie Falk was masterful in the circle, but a defensive error is going to be the thing that pushes Dickinson past Jamestown. We talked about it all day long. Coach Solis said it in the pregame interview. We can't have mistakes and allow them second chance opportunities. It happened in the seventh, and Dickinson takes advantage. Now, unfortunate, but the Blue Jays will still get a chance to play in the state tournament with a win tomorrow. It'll be 11 a.m. start time. We'll wrap this one up when we come back from this break. You're listening to the West Region Softball Tournament live in Bismarck here on 107.1.
Where do teams go to get their custom printed apparel?
Originals!
Where do companies go to get their corporate logo printed on shirts, caps, and jackets?
Originals, of course.
And where do fans go to get their Blue Jay and Jimmy apparel either off the rack or single piece prints?
Originals! Originals!
There you have it, folks. For custom printed apparel, embroidery, and work apparel, it's Originals, 216 First Avenue, downtown Jamestown. Open 9 to 5 weekdays.
Hi, Sean Taft here. The third annual Pig Rose Parking Lot Party is coming up soon. June 17th, come hear Alexis Dieter with Out of Line live at the Elks. Enjoy delicious pork and cornhole too. Tickets are on sale now for $20. Hurry and get yours today and mark your calendar because you'll be busy having a blast at the Elks Lodge 3rd Annual Pig Rose Parking Lot Party. The fun starts at 6 and the band will take the stage at 8:30. We look forward to seeing you there.
Your home for the Jamestown Blue Jays. AM 1400 KQDJ Jamestown and 107.1 K296 HH Jamestown.
We got a final here from the Sanford Sports Complex and Starion Bank Field in Bismarck. Dickinson 1, Jamestown nothing. Final score after 7 innings here today. And the number one team in the state of North Dakota finds a way to get a win as they walk it off in the bottom half of the 7th. For Jamestown, the offense just wasn't there today. Only two total hits for the Blue Jays, Riley Joseph and Torrey Mack with those two hits. But Katie Falk just kept pushing Jamestown in this game, just kept pushing through the 5th inning, through the 6th inning. Dickinson had a chance to score in the 6th with runners at 1st and 3rd. Falk kept them off the board, and she continued to do it all the way until she made a mistake of her own. Ground ball right back to her, and she just threw it over the head of McKenna Nold at first. That error eventually leads to the RBI single by Bailey Berg, walking it off for Dickinson. Midgets improved to 29-1 on the season with their lone loss coming to Bismarck High, who is playing next to Demons, taking on Century for a spot in the state tournament and a West Region Championship game tournament berth as well. Blue Jays will have to try and qualify for the state tournament tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Jamestown will take on number 2-seeded Minot. And we'll have coverage for you right here on 107.1. We'll start here with softball. Baseball will get underway at noon. And as soon as this one concludes with softball, we'll head out to baseball as long as that game is still underway. So if we get a game like today, we could be over at baseball by the time things start rolling around. But just tough look and tough defeat for Jamestown today. Walk-off single by Bailey Berg in the bottom of the 7th inning. And Kubis scores. Jamestown Falls. Dickinson is moving on to the state tournament, and they'll play for a West Region title tomorrow at 3 p.m. They'll play the winner of this Bismarck High and Century game. But again, tomorrow, 11 a.m. start time, right here on 107.1, Blue Jays softball against Minot. So either the number 2-seeded Magettes are going to miss out on the state tournament, or the number 5-seeded Blue Jays are going to. Dickinson is headed there. Bismarck High and Century trying to join them here starting in about 30 minutes. It's a final, though, from the Sanford Sports Complex in Starion Bank Field. Blue Jays lose to Dickinson 1-0. Heck of a fight, and it shows you that Jamestown can truly hang with anybody across the state of North Dakota with softball. Just did not have that last little punch, and the offense just couldn't come around for Jamestown today. Final score, Dickinson 1, Jamestown 0. Midgets walk it off at the bottom of the 7th inning, and the Blue Jays will play in a state qualifier game tomorrow at 11 a.m. We'll have coverage for you starting at 10:45 right here on the gym. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. WDA sports season starting to wind towards a close. Spring sports winding towards a close as well. Final day for the West Region Tournament tomorrow starting at 10:45 here on the gym. We'll talk to you then.